Okay. I chose this passage because I thought it was very humorous, and I was very interested in what it revealed about Gunnar's character and his development. A few instances that stuck in my mind were in the beginning of the passage when the video men and camera crews come to make the video for the rap group, and they are looking for extras, and Gunnar wanders into a tent, and the man looks at him and shouts because he wanted someone menacing or despondent and not one of these bookworm junior high larvae. His Biaddy's diction is very entertaining, and it's shown in his exaggeration and use of drama when the director is, the director's seconds are shouting through the bullhorns that Buono wants to shoot this scene through an orange filter to make it seem like the sun's been stabbed and the heavens bleeding onto the earth. And this is interesting compared with the lyrics of the rap video, because they are as follows. The cruel druid dousing your dick in the lighter fluid, then eating it up like roast weenie. Oh, what the fuck, ketchup, mustard, relish. And to have a video with this seems kind of ridiculous. I think that Gunnar's sensitive and introspective side is revealed in the beginning of this passage, and it's important for his development as a poet. He is sitting in the front of his yard, watering the lawn, and he says that, I slowly turned the front yard into a grassy swamp, forcing the ants and beetles to scramble over one another as they sought higher ground on the aluminum Montgomery Ward fence that surrounded the yard. I think that the image that Biaddy makes is intentional, and is trying to say something. And I was thinking at first of the geography of Hillside and the surrounding areas, and I remembered that the whites lived in the higher grounds in Cheviot Heights, and that the blacks lived behind the wall in the lower regions, and it kind of, that's like, I saw a parallel between like the beetles and the ants crawling all over each other for higher ground. And another way I was thinking of it was that because both the beetles and the ants are black, that they represent the black community and people trying to rise up out of it. And like the insects crawling up the fence, only a few won't like make it towards the top. And I feel like Scobie and Gunnar represent two individuals of the black community who actually make it out and are successful. This passage also is important because it marks the beginning of his change and transformation from a skater into a thug, this is when Scobie introduces Gunnar to basketball, and he starts to play. He asks his mom to buy him shoes, and his mom also noticed that he stops listening to rock and roll, and he reflexively begins to bob his head and groove to the beat on the street. And he was really excited because he actually made a friend, and he says on page 75, after he got his swats for ditching school to play basketball, that his punishment was taken not for some orchestrated Semper Fi cultish fraternal bonding or a Huck Finn nigger Jim love the one you're with friendship, but because I'd met a special motherfucker whose companionship was easily worth a middle school beating. And the relationship that Gunnar and Scobie develop is crucial for throughout their lives, and this marks at the point that their relationship becomes solidified. And I think this is, lastly, one of the most important parts of this passage, is that it really shows how important family is to Gunnar, and despite his changes in his new environment, he still remains close with his mother and his family, and he even carries these values of family throughout the rest of his life. And at the end of the novel, when he is swimming out to sea, he comes back to his wife and his child. So I think this passage encapsulates a lot of Gunnar's positive qualities.